Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Welcome back. Still with me are Fianna Fáil Minister of State, the Department of Justice, Niall Collins, Sinn Féin MEP, Lynn Boylan, and Labour TD, Ciarán O'Hearn. Now, before we get to some of the other issues we want to cover, Niall Collins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday said that no directive would be given to party members on who to vote for in the upcoming presidential election. He revealed that he was going to support the Fine Gael candidate, Heather Humphreys. Would the expectation be that the rest of you follow his lead or at least not publicly oppose him?
Well, I was asked earlier on this week publicly on Virgin Media Television who I was going to be voting for, and I laid it out quite simply that I'd be voting for Heather Humphreys because she represents, in my view, the better of the two remaining candidates that are on offer. She's pro-European. She's pro-enterprise. She understands rural Ireland. She has held senior constitutional offices over a period of time. And I think she would be a better fit, in my view, to represent us abroad. That's my personal view. I'm not asking any of my supporters here in Limerick or beyond Limerick to follow that lead. It's purely a personal decision for people who they want to vote for. Micheál Martin gave his comments on it yesterday.
Right. So you support that. You don't expect that to be a wider directive given behind the scenes for people to come out and give what you say is your personal view.
Yeah, there definitely won't be a direction or a recommendation coming from the Fianna Fáil leadership to our membership or to our supporters in light of Jim Gavin's withdrawal.
Will you be getting your supporters to take down the posters?
That's underway, and that's a fair comment that was raised at me over the last number of days, and you know it's a logistical piece of the campaign that I think could be better.
All right, and the Corrigé Fáil dinner is on tonight. Plenty of talk, no doubt, about the situation with the withdrawal of the Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil candidate, and might be talked to maybe on how the leadership handled that, Micheál Martin's future, and a timeline on that.
Well, look, I mean, I said earlier on in the week when Jim Gavin withdrew, you know, it was a very disappointing turn of events for the Fianna Fáil party. We wanted to have a candidate. We hadn't contested a presidential election in over 28 years. Our organisation and our membership and our supporters were very enthused that we were running a candidate on this occasion, having chosen previously to sit it out in the last two elections. But look, be that as it may, the events, the events that took place happened. Very, very regrettable. There's nobody dead. It's not a national crisis. It is a presidential election. It has to be viewed in that context. And it's a Fianna Fáil party issue for us to deal with the issues in relation to it, which we will do. We're going to conduct a review. We had a very robust discussion at our parliamentary party meeting on Wednesday night. And in fairness to our leader and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he took full responsibility for his actions.
Were
and for
you
his
one
role.
Of the robustifarians?
Well, look, I mean, I said what I had to say in relation to it. Look, politics is full of ups and downs, but what I did say, and I'm repeating it again, Micheál Martin is a very, very successful and substantial politician and leader of Fianna Fáil, and indeed a leader of our country. And I think, you know, one mistake...
We'll have a programme.
One mistake doesn't define anybody's career, long and successful career in politics.
Okay. All right. We believe in second chances too.
We mentioned one of the presidential candidates there, Heather Humphreys, the other candidate, of course, who's supported by our other two guests today, is Catherine Connolly. She will be joining David McCullough tomorrow on the This Week programme for a debate, as well as Heather Humphreys on the RT Radio 1 programme this week at 1 o'clock. You can tune into that on the radio or on the RTE News channel as well.